If we don't get it, shut it down. Chants from University of Virginia students calling for justice in response to yesterday's bloody arrest of Martise Johnson, a third-year honor student. Alcohol and beverage control agents arrested him outside a bar early Wednesday morning during a St. Patrick's Day celebration. Witnesses say the agents slammed Johnson to the ground while cuffing him. A cell phone video is circulating of him protesting.
How did this happen?
Oz Spencer is a reporter for member station WVTF in Charlottesville, Virginia. Oz, what are police saying about why they had to cuff Johnson or what they're charging him with?
Well, the statements are coming from the Virginia Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, and they are claiming that he was belligerent and resisted arrest.
There were also reports that he was turned away from a club because of a fake ID. What is this lawyer saying?
Well, his lawyer disputes that, says that he has not been accused of possessing any false identification.
Oh, well, what else are we hearing from the school? We know the university vice president for diversity and equity, Marcus Martin. He's also dean of African-American affairs, Maurice Apri, described the incident in a message to students as appalling. What else is the school saying?
The school is definitely taking it very seriously. The president, the rector, who's the chief of the board of visitors, was out last night at the big rally, and they definitely are asking for answers. In fact, the president of the university has asked the governor to launch an investigation.
Well, let's listen. University President Teresa Sullivan was also at last night's rally, and she spoke to reporters.
You just see the picture of him lying there with the blood streaming down his face. That was very difficult for me as a mother to see.
Well, and so what more do we know about Martise Johnson?
Well, he's one of UVA's standout students. He was actually reelected to the Honor Committee. That's the body that administers UVA's century-old and hallowed honor code.
Well, he's also head of all sorts of organizations, but
yes, he's a leader both in his fraternity and in the Black Student Alliance, and he's double majoring in Italian and media studies.
Well, he showed up at the rally last night with 10 stitches in his head. What is he saying?
Well, he said that he was going to be a little limited in what he could say, but he seemed touched by the event. He thanked the students for standing out in the cold for 2 hours. And by my estimate, there must have been at least 2,000 people there.
Yeah, white and black. Look, even an honors student can get in trouble with police, but is the, you know, especially when there's a celebration going on. But what are the questions here? I mean, is the question about force? What are the questions here?
Well, Robin, in Charlottesville, one of the big questions is the appropriateness of the Virginia ABC, Alcoholic Beverage Control. A couple of years ago, they arrested, with guns drawn, another student who was merely buying seltzer water at a local grocery store. And that kind of behavior on their part has had certain people calling for disbanding the organization, which has its roots in prohibition and seems to maybe have mission creep. In fact, there was a realization at the time of that arrest that the ABC had a huge vehicle, like the urban assault vehicle seen in the Bill Murray movie Stripes, that looks kind of like overkill.
To make sure people are have the right IDs. Well, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has requested a police brutality investigation. Hoss Spencer, reported for WVTF in Charlottesville. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.